safety nets. Let me see. Project is funded by talent development grant from Stimulating Fund. Creative Industry Fund NL. Thank you, Stimulating Fund and the Netherlands for making this possible.
How can you make a safe space on the web? What are hands-on digital activities to manifest free self-expression? And how can this method preserve safety online along with our identities? Welcome to the podcast Safety Net Lemizine. Hello, my name is Nami and I'm an artist based in Rotterdam and a system admin of HTML Zine Club. In this prologue, I'll introduce you my current project and this podcast, which is an essential part of it. So I can overview what my project examines as follows. First, how practices like handmade webpage creation and self-hosting servers and even running cultural servers can empower people to have autonomy in terms of expressing themselves in desirable ways. Second, what are web safety protocols for these practices to be sustainable and enrich independent digital culture? I can imagine there are some unfamiliar terms like self-hosting server, handmade web, HTML zine, etc. for some of you. Hopefully this concept will be unpacked to help you understand the context. Do you know how the website's visuality is composed of? Basically, the structure of a website is made with HTML. It's an abbreviation of hypertext markup language. It uses markup to define the content and the structure of web pages, such as headings, paragraphs, and links, images, which web browsers then display. It's eventually a document that the web browser can recognize. And CSS, which is cascading style sheet, is a good friend of HTML. It stylizes HTML elements like in which sizes and which fonts your heading and paragraph will look like, how big is your image, how is the layout, etc. Fascinated by HTML and CSS, which are one of the most basic web coding languages, I've been hosting workshops to friendly Skillshare about how to make one's own website. Then last year, I created a HTML Zine Club server where people can host their own personalized web pages, which I call HTML Zine, as well as learn the basic web coding techniques. As an admin of the web community, I've been manifesting that the handmade web is an emancipatory medium out of the existing social network platforms with limited scope of autonomy. Hereby, I mean the handmade web by web pages built by individuals embracing personal and crafted manner of making. By writing lines of code on your own, you also get to understand how the surfaces of web interface is visualized. Thus, I just said I call these web pages HTML zine, as it's a form of, again, personal and experimental digital publication made in very hands-on manner. Plus, it's circulated around a small group of readers than big. You can also simply show it to your friend. That's it. Hosting many workshops and education courses in various places, I've been always amazed by what people make. Bullshit work experiences, free poems, love letters, memories with their friends, a dedicated essay for grandparents, girlhoods, traumatic anecdotes, collections of what they love and fictional spaces, queer identity, and so on. However, I've been facing concerns shown by some users, which is that they are not sure if they want to host their web scenes online as it contains quite innermost personal materials. Indeed, on the web scene, people tend to talk about stories they wouldn't really share on Instagram or Facebook. Also, the ways how they express such things are quite bold sometimes, and they don't want their works to be randomly crawled and scrapped by AI bots. It's also worrying that your work might get anonymous harassment. Since facing this matter, I haven't felt comfortable to run the server as it is. In fact, it's an urgent topic to cover before encouraging people to host their webzines on HTML Scene Cloud. The internet has developed into something different as intended and desired. AI crawlers, dark web design patterns, users' data sold by IT giants. Feeling an urgency to reconsider the direction of the personalized web, I have contrived this project. My research focuses on web security protocols today for users as well as for artistic web makers and culture server operators. In addition, it will examine how the self-expression, often containing our identities, have been evolving around the web history. This podcast has the same title with my project Safety Net Lemmy Zine. I aim to publish 8 episodes from now on every month. Every episode has 1 or 2 guests. Those are artists, designers, researchers, and culture server administrators who are exploring autonomous digital practices. I'm very excited to learn from them as well as to share my exploration with you. The first episode will be released by the end of October. I hope you enjoy the show and I'd be grateful to have your feedback each episode. There will be different opinions on my project. Maybe certain practices are too romanticized or some technical knowledge shared on the show is not precise, needs more debate. Please let me know what you think. Well, that's it. It's a bit awkward ending, but hopefully I will meet you in the first episode with lovely guests. Till then, take care, everybody. Ciao!
Safety Nets, Let Me Seen project is funded by talent development grant from Stimulating Fund, Creative Industry Fund NL. Thank you, Stimulating Fund and the Netherlands for making this possible.